This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. For reasons that are still unclear, the federal government will ship Colorado thousands of fewer doses than expected of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. Colorado was supposed to get more than 56,000 Pfizer doses Friday, but it's actually getting nearly 17,000 fewer vaccines. Here's Governor Polis.
So to be clear, this is not a Colorado-specific issue. In discussions with other states and other governors, every state that we have been in contact with has had a similarly revised downward number of Pfizer vaccines for next week.
The governor said fewer doses could delay some people getting vaccines by a week or so. And Colorado's government may have more room to breathe now as the state's economy recovers. Here's CPR's Andrew Kenny.
New economic forecasts show the state's budget could recover to pre-pandemic levels in the fiscal year that starts this July. Here's Lauren Larson, the governor's budget director.
We're seeing the economy performing better than expected, and that creates some one-time funds available.
That means state lawmakers will have a few billion dollars extra to work with in the short term, but Colorado's finances are now lagging behind the demands of population growth and inflation.
There's still a deficit between annual revenues and basic operating expenses in the future.
Governor Jared Polis wants to split the new revenue from the recovery between long-term savings and short-term stimulus. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Windy this afternoon, highs in the 40s for Denver and Colorado Springs, highs near 30 for Vail and Breckenridge. This is CPR News.